Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Today I'm going to read from my favorite little book here called Sweet Tea for the Soul, Down Home Devotions to Comfort the Heart. And the title of our devotion is Sign Me Up. The scripture is, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. A message on a church sign tells it like it is. Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will take you back. Shopping for a new church when you move to a new place is no fun at all. You put on your clothes, you shake a lot of hands, you answer a mess of questions, you eat every variety of casserole known to mankind, all the while smiling at strangers until your face hurts. On top of all that, every church wants you to fill out the little card about your personal information. And you know what that means. Someone's going to start calling your phone or knocking on your door. Change can be difficult. It's easy to get frustrated and overwhelmed. Sometimes we long for our old church and our pastor and all the familiar friends there. So much so that it becomes a chore, not a joy, to wake up and get ready for church, to kick the tires and to try it out. But then on that morning, everything changes. You're sitting in the pew, minding your own business, and somebody's singing a special hymn, and the Holy Spirit does a little dance on your heart, and you know, you somehow know that this is the church that is to be your new home. And our faith check is, Christians share the same Holy Spirit, so there is an instant familiarity with like-minded believers. But you know you're home when a certain church feels like family. And our quote is on a board-like setting today. It says, no, I was not falling asleep in church. I was checking for holes in my eyelids. That's pretty clever. We have a number of prayer requests. You know, the day that we live in is such that we just know God is really calling us to come back to him. So bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we're praying for Tabitha and all of her family needs prayer. 2 weeks ago, her aunt was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And last Tuesday, during her first round of chemo, she had complications. Then she had a heart attack and is now in induced coma. And Lord, they just don't know what's going on. Please pray. Please help her. And we pray for another family that is just so worried about the virus. And they work in a prison in New York City, and they just need your protection, Lord. We thank you for that. And then we're going to pray for Tom and his wife. They've filed for divorce, and Tom just doesn't know what to do. This is a hard situation, Lord. But nothing is too strong, too big for you. Just give him the peace that passes understanding. We praise you for your comfort and your guidance through all of these tumultuous times. And I ask that each listener feels your comfort today as we go through this program. Thank you so much, Jesus, for hearing our prayer and loving us. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Well, it's our arts and crafts corner, and we've been integrating our STEM science with our arts and crafts. And today we're still focused on air pressure, and we're going to look at showing the power of air pressure with a simple experiment. And All of these things I talk about, I've tried to save on my Pinterest site. You can go to MR Gamblin 2. Just go Pinterest.com and then MR Gamblin 2, and that's spelled G-A-M-B-L-I-N and the number 2. So you will need for this one, you'll need 2 kitchen sponges, a drinking straw, a plastic bag that zips like a Ziploc bag, and either a pom-pom or a toy car or anything else that might move. And so you put those 2 sponges and you sandwich that straw in between, and then you put air in there. And I suppose there might be a way you can do it without the sponges. I haven't tried it without the sponges. Anyway, you fill it up with a little bit of air and you close it up. You might need to tape around the edge to make sure that the air doesn't leak out. And then the child just pushes down, if they have it on the floor or a table, they push it down, and the air coming out the straw should move that pom-pom or that little toy car. Even though they can't see the pressure, they can see the results of the pressure. There's great analogy even in that. So that concludes my little arts and crafts, and I'm sorry if I've forgotten in other shows to remind you to go to Pinterest. And MR Gamblin 2 is where I'm storing all these clever ideas. It's wonderful. The internet has all these ideas, and I love doing them with my students. So I'm sure you'll love doing them with yours. Curriculum Corner. So we're talking now about a fourth grader being ready for fifth grade, and these are such important concepts, because even if you are at home, maybe your school district has decided to close because of the COVID-19, or your child was sick and missed a lot of school, or you're just not sure your school is preparing your child well enough, it's good to just look at some of the things that each grade needs to know in order to be ready for the next grade. That way you don't even have to go out and buy a bunch of books or anything. You can just look at the standard and go, my child needs to know how to do this. So we're talking about fourth grade going into fifth grade, and we're going to start with reading. And I can't stress the fact that the more you read, the better reader you become. And as far as comprehension, a real simple thing to do is ask your child to tell back to you in their own words what they've just read, because it doesn't matter if they can recite all the words and they know how to say the word. If they don't know what those words are meaning, they're missing the whole point of being able to read. So you want them to be able to read and to comprehend what they read. You want them to be able to identify certain parts of poems and plays, such as, you know, knowing the ABA form or ABBA form, whatever form the poem is, that there is a certain rhyme and reason to it. And you want them to read a lot. Reading makes good readers. That probably is the most simplistic thing we can say about getting ready for the next grade, is to read a lot. And there's online libraries that are free, Classically, Gutenberg, and currently there's even libraries that you used to have to pay for, like Epic, that you're not having to pay for. And even that's being said, probably for young readers up through the eighth grade, you could probably do Raz Kids. That is an excellent reading program that actually makes the child read back to you on the computer. So it's been a great tool for virtually learning. There's a lot of things that you can do to help your fourth grader be ready for fifth grade in reading. Questions parents ask. So I have a question today from parent that says, our 7-year-old daughter is being very defiant. She's pushing the limits. We don't scream and yell at each other, but now when she doesn't get her way, she screams and is very disrespectful. We've tried talking it out, taking privileges away, grounding, and so forth, but nothing is working. It's like we are in a battle every day. She desires 100% attention. She has virtual school with her school, and I'm working from home, and hubby is at work all day. We have no idea what to do, and it's very distressful. Well, this is a unfortunate time, and other families are experiencing the same thing because we have a unique situation in the nation with so many parents at home with children. And before, we all went to work and then we came home and shared our day. But now we're with each other every day. And the Lord maybe is using this to help you weed out some bad character flaws. But I would recommend to stop this cycle just to do short bursts. So you take an index card. There's many of these ways to stop a cycle of this nature. But I would take an index card and set the timer for 1/2 hour. If she can stay on task for 1/2 hour without getting upset about things, then you just put a smiley face or a star and move on to the next little square. So you take that index card and you fold it so that you have approximately 16 squares on it. And then each 1/2 hour that she's able to control herself, it gets filled with a smiley face. And that just helps her become very cognizant of what she's doing wrong. When that card is filled up, then it's some type of family celebration, whatever it can be of her choice, just to help her gain a little bit of equilibrium in her life, because it's just as stressful for her as it is for the rest of us. That's my advice. Take it for whatever it's worth. So my guest today is Shannon Perry, and she is one of my favorite guests. She does a weekly TV show called Grace in High Heels. And of course, I have no grace in high heels, so I really admire that. She's also authored a book with the same title, Grace in High Heels, Real Life Reflections of Humor, Hope, and Healing. Another book called The Overlooked Generation, Parenting Teens and Tweens in a Complicated Culture. And then another book called Stand, Staying Balanced with Answers for Real Teen Life. And then the one that we're talking about is an Amazon bestseller, Grace and Guts, Strategies for Living a Knockout Life. So be sure and come back with us. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162. So welcome back. I suppose I don't need to remind you. I'm sure you stayed because we're talking to Shannon Perry about her latest book, Grace and Guts, Strategies for Living a Knockout Life. And some of the things she touches upon is bullying in the adult world. Do you have someone that is, you know, bullying you at work, or maybe bullying you at church, or maybe your relationship with your spouse is kind of a bullying relationship? Whatever the case may be, we need to talk about some ways that can give you a victory over it. So welcome to the show, Shannon. I'm going to start with chapter 4, The Grace and Guts to Overcome Faithlessness and Fear. And the subtitle is Clinching Victory in the Toughest Round. So what do you consider the toughest round, and how did you clinch victory in it?
Well, the toughest round for me, and the reason the book was written, Rose, is that all in 1 year, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, And then my father was diagnosed with cancer in that same year. And I'm an only child. So at one point, I had a mom and a dad checking into MD Anderson Hospital in Houston. And I was their caretaker. And then in that same year, if you remember, there was a little hurricane that came through Houston named Harvey. And it destroyed all of a lot of my books in my tack room. And our storage room was demolished. Our tack room, our barn, we lost a lot of things there. The only thing that wasn't affected was our home, thank the Lord. And then in that same year, my son was deployed to the Middle East, and we didn't have Christmas or any holidays with him like we were used to having. And then in that same year, they thought they found cancer in my eye. So I had never had surgery. And for the first time in my life, I had surgery on my eye. And then in that same year, I lost part of my finger in a very freak horse accident. So that happened all in one year. And you talk about faithlessness. At some point, I really did. I was so tired. We talked about exhaustion, and I was so tired that I just remember going upstairs one night, Rose, and I laid down on, across my bed, just really flailed myself across the bed. And if you've ever been there, it's like where you just kind of do that snot in the carpet cry, is what I call it, where you just cry and cry. And the only word I could get out is Jesus. But he came. He comes when we call the name of Jesus. And I called his name. And I just remember I went from like hysterical crying because I was just out of answers. My faith was at its bottom. I didn't know what else to say. I didn't know what else to pray. I was exhausted. But I will tell you, when you call the name of Jesus, he comes. And I remember I didn't smell him, I didn't see him, I didn't hear him, but he came into that room because my mom was still alive at this point, had no idea that when my mom might pass away. And all of a sudden, here's what happened. I went from hysterical crying to hysterical laughter. And I've heard of people doing that before, but honestly, I thought, okay, they're going to take me away in a straitjacket. This is weird. But I really, not audibly, but inside of my heart, I heard God say to me, Shannon, I let you have this experience tonight so that you could have a glimpse of what your mom and the peace that your mom is getting ready to have. And I knew that night my mom was not going to live. The doctors had not told us that, but I knew because God revealed that to me. That's the kind of grace that God shows us when we need answers, when our faith is at the bottom. What a beautiful Heavenly Father I have to step out of heaven and step into my little bitty world and give me that assurance that builds faith. So when we're at our lowest point and we have all the fear, and you know, I always say fear is that old acronym, false evidence appearing real. We can believe all the lies that we hear in our head, which is where the fight takes place. But God is able to step into our world and specifically personally touch us in a way that will help build our faith. And so when we feel faithless, it's okay. All we have to do is cry out to him because he meets us. Look at all the times he met people in the Bible. When they cried out to him, he came. And so he does that for us too again today.
Amen. Amen. I mean, your words are just speaking into my soul, and I know they're speaking into others. Well, the last one probably is all we can get through, and there's many more you'll want to go to shannonperry.com or go to onto Amazon. I'm sure you'll find her book called Grace and Guts: Strategy for Living a Knockout Life. Chapter 5, The Grace and Guts to Defeat People Pleasing. That's huge. The subtitle is Throwing Insecurity, Insignificance, and Shame a Knockout Punch.
You know, I taught just on this past weekend. I teach Grace and Guts conferences all over the country to women. And one of the top, the way this book was written, Rose, was I asked over 5,000 women, what are the 12 things you struggle with the most? And out of those things, I took the 12 top things. And one of the top ones was people pleasing.
Yes.
Because a lot of us as women are people pleasers. A lot of us as men and women, but more so I think women, because we don't like to say that little word N-O. And so, but when there's a difference in wanting to please people, wanting to get along with people, and being a people pleaser.
Yes.
Being a people pleaser is when we actually cross over into changing who we are in order to make someone else happy. And then we begin to wear masks. And then before you know it, we don't even know who we are. And as I always say, we begin to wear that Sunday thing. And for those of your audience, especially for people who have kids at home, they know Sunday is the most chaotic, craziest day usually of the week. And so you get up in the morning, and what do you say to your kids? Get your shoes on. Get
get your socks on. We're going to church to worship Jesus, you know. And then you're driving us to church and you're letting them have it. But what happens when you get to the church parking lot? You know, you let a little bit of it go because now your feet are on holy ground. And then the pastor opens the door. You see him. And what do? You put the mask on and you go, well, good morning, bless God. It's so good to see you. And your kids are looking at you like, who is that? That's religion, but that is also where we get into that mask-wearing thing. And before you know it, we don't even know who we are. And then we miss the purpose that God has designed for us because we're so busy trying to be what everybody else wants us to be, and we lose ourselves.
Yeah, and you're not saying that we should be all upset and in the pastor's face when we get to church. You're saying that we need to give ourselves enough time.
Absolutely.
So that we have the spiritual energy and grace to meet the needs of our children. As hard as that may be, only with God's grace.
Right. What I'm saying also is that when we get our kids up in the morning, whatever day it is, we act the same at home as we do at church. Yeah. And that's really where that cohesiveness comes in.
Yeah,
because we don't want to wear a mask with our family. Our family knows us. I remember driving to church and David and I had words that morning and I led worship at a big church on Sunday. And so here I get up on stage and I'm, oh, yes, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I look down the front row and Dave is looking at me like, I know who you are, because we can't fool our families. And those are the ones we need to establish that relationship with the most, because that's our stage, if you will. That's our place where we have the opportunity. I tell everybody in my audiences, everybody has a stage. This is just a wood stage that I stand on, but we all have a stage that God has given us to be able to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. And what a more beautiful stage we have than those he's blessed us with in our lives, whether you're single. If you're listening, if you're single and you have friends or you have those you work with or those you're married to or your children, you know, we all have people around us who need to know who he is. And one of these days, what would it be like, Rose, when they run up to us in heaven and say, hey, I'm here because you took the time to love me, took the time to be real with me when I was walking through that divorce from my husband. Maybe somebody is listening who's divorced and they say, I wanted to hide out, but that person came and grabbed me and said, it's okay. We love you. Come be a part of this. I'm here in heaven because of you. And so it's not about, it's all about ministering to people, and it's all about being who God called us to be, not what everybody else wants us to be. When we're who he wants us to be, all that other stuff falls into place.
And wouldn't it be sad to be in heaven and see all our multitude of audience and listeners and then our own family wasn't there because we weren't authentic and genuine and
Absolutely.
We didn't recognize that as part of our stage?
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Would be heartbreak.
So he's given us a beautiful opportunity right there in front of us.
Yes.
So we take that, and then it's just amazing how we just look around us everywhere we go. We had that opportunity. But when it comes to being a people pleaser, don't negate who God made you to be and negate your purpose. You say, well, I don't know my purpose. Well, that's in the book too. That's one of the chapters.
Yes.
We can find our purpose, and I outline that in the book, and be who God's created you to be, because he everything is born with what it needs to be. God's so smart, and he created, you know, everything that the tree needs is in the seed. Everything we needed to be and to fulfill the call of God on our life, he created in us. I always tell people, I used to get put in the corner for talking in school. Now they're paying me for it, you know?
Yes.
So see what you're good at and go with that and become who God created you to be. And all that other stuff falls into place.
Well, thank you for spending this time with us. We have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.